Just take a nice deep breath. Release it out. One more time, this time see if you can find direction to the breath. So you're going to really reach through the fingers, the arms, shoulders, maybe feel that even the hips kind of slightly lift and expand as you take that breath. In the same way, just releases down. Glide forward to hands and knees. And settle into cat-cow, or maybe if you're not quite ready for movement, just hang out on hands and knees and move your head around. Try to find a bit of softness for the jaw and the forehead. Maybe you move your hips side to side. And slowly come to downward facing dog. So on the next inhale, see if you can kind of explode everything and explore the pose. So you're lengthening through the arms, the shoulders, the tailbone perks up. And start twisting the dog. So bend both knees, twist it over to the right and then to the left. More for the idea of exploring the shoulder and the sides of the back, right? So you're trying to keep your hips high and twist into the side body. And try that with a deeper breath. It's amazing how much the pose will change when you're taking a deeper breath. And come on. Back to that regular downward dog, extend the right leg up and then rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. And make sure not to collapse onto the left side. So press up and out of everything. Try to get the right knee a little bit higher up. If you haven't noticed your toes yet, then spread the toes. Inhale, extend the leg. Now square your hip and really powerfully press through the right leg. So you're 100% sure that that right leg is straight. And at the same time, root down on the left heel. So this down, this up at the same time. Glide forward to plank pose. Keep the right leg up. If you absolutely need to, you could release the left knee down, but draw the gaze forward. So sometimes when we drop our head, the shoulder goes with it. So we want to lift out of the shoulder, breathing here. Now without putting the right knee down, pull the right knee under your hip. And then take the right knee to the right elbow. And then take the right knee to the left elbow, but don't twist at the shoulder. Just go tick-tock back and forth with that knee, but really isolating the movement, even if that means you restrict the amount of twist, just isolating the movement to the hip and the core. And then come back to center, release the right knee down right under your hip, and then pivot open to a side plank, left arm to the sky. Try to press the left foot, so that's the one that's attached to your straight leg, down to the floor, squeeze the thigh, and then come on up and take the left hand to the outside of the left knee. And then as slowly as possible, go back to that side plank position. So what I'm trying to ask your body is you come up, you touch the outside of the knee, and then slowly releasing the right hand down to the side plank with the knee down. And then do that a couple more times. So make sure that that knee is underneath the hip bone. So the femur bone is 90 degrees to the floor, right? That's a nice big bone. It's able to handle the load. Do it one more time just so you can feel the breath as you're moving along. And then cartwheeling both hands down, lift the left leg up. Leave the right knee down. So we're still in that place. And then you're gonna take the left knee and squeeze it to the left tricep. And then inhale, extend the leg back. Exhale, squeeze. It's all about the obliques. Extend the leg back. Exhale, squeeze. And extend it back. Exhale, squeeze. Extend it back. Now hold it there and take the right arm and reach it forward. Check in with the left shoulder and the left elbow. Make sure you're not sinking into it. So you're lifting out of the shoulder. Now tuck your tailbone, especially ladies, because we are a little softer in that region. Tuck the tailbone, draw the belly up in it, so there's absolutely no hammock happening at your core and your lower back. If you can, then grab the upper hand, upper foot, so it turns into a bit of a quadricep stretch, but you're still triple checking that you're not loading the left shoulder and the left elbow too much. And then without snapping, gingerly release the leg, reach the arm forward, tuck the tailbone, lengthen one more time, and then release hand and knee down. Do a little cat-cow, lengthening on an inhale, rounding on the exhale. Inhale, lengthen, and exhale, round. Inhale, lengthen, exhale, round. And then come to neutral, tuck your toes under, bend the elbows a little bit, angle the biceps forward, and lift the knees just an inch off the floor. Just an inch. Now keep the breath super fluid. And see if you can tuck the tailbone a little bit. So as you're holding this pose, you're starting to explore this idea that you're also drawing the belly up and in. Now, can you bend the elbows a little bit more? So it's almost like a downward facing frog at this point. Hold it for 5, 4, not the breath, 3, 2, and on one, press back to downward facing dog. Take a deep inhale. And then a deep exhale. Inhale the left leg up. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Try to get the left knee a little higher up so you're not collapsing into the right side. Toes. Aha, okay, good. Inhale, straighten the leg. Square your hip. Square the hip. There we go. Try to angle or release the right heel lower down. As you're pressing up and through with the left leg, see if you can straighten that left leg a little more. Yeah, now I'm starting to believe it. Good. Breathe, glide on forward to plank pose. And then pull the knee underneath the hip and tic-tac toe, just slowly going elbow to elbow. The slower, the better. The slower you go, the more muscular control it takes. And just keep watching it. Oh, not twisting at the shoulder. All doing it in the hip and a core, hip and a core. Do one more round till you don't like it. And then bring the knee there. Release it down. Take the right arm up, knee down, side plank. So you're anchoring with the straight leg. Right? And then using the obliques to lift the torso up so you can take the right hand to the outside of the right knee. And then as slowly as possible, releasing the left hand down. And then keep going on your own rhythm. Just keep going on your own rhythm. Make sure you're breathing. So there is an inhale, there is an exhale. You're feeling into the side abdominals. One more round with your breath. And then exhale, both hands down. Lift the right leg up so you're on hands and one knee. Right leg extends back. Take an inhale here. Squeeze right knee to right tricep. And then inhale, extend as much as possible. Exhale, squeeze, so you're still squeezing into the side abdominal. Inhale, length. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, length. Exhale, squeeze. We might have done one more rep, but it's good for you. Inhale, length, and then take the left arm forward. Tug the tailbone. Breathe. Grab if you can grab the foot. Don't grab if you can't grab the foot. It's kind of irrelevant. It's just an exploration, but you're not dumping into any joints that's supporting weight, right? And slowly extend and reach. Take one more breath and release hand and knee down. Walk your hands just a little bit forward because from that position, it's easier to come into that downward frog. So when the hands are more forward, then you can hug the elbows in and lift the knees up. And if your wrists are aching a little bit, bend your elbows more so that the angle of the forearm becomes a little bit deeper, closer towards the floor. And then all of a sudden, the wrist is not an issue. It's harder. But, you know, the wrist is not an issue. There's no free lunch. There's always something to give, right? Steady breath. One more breath. And then press it back to downward facing dog. Big breath in and then let it out. Ha. Slowly walk to the top of the mat. And now interlace the fingers behind your lower back. Rinse out the shoulders, but not just the shoulders, the wrists as well. So you're pulling the hands away from one another, allowing the wrist to get an opposite position from a plank, right? Just take one more breath in here. And slowly release your arms, walk your feet to touch. Halfway lift, inhale. And forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up, reach to the sky, and hands to heart. Inhale. Inhale, reach up, and bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, step back to plank pose as you exhale. Inhale, shift forward, slowly lower all the way down. Press the top of the feet into the floor, low cobra, inhale. Now pick up the hands from the floor. Squeeze the shoulder blades more together and then try to glide them down on your back. Draw the chest forward. Take one more breath here. And on the exhale, release down. Tuck your toes under. Inhale to plank pose. Exhale, downward facing dog. Big breath in. And big breath out. Step or steps to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga or modify, stay nice and slow. Upward dog, inhale. And downward dog, exhale. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. One more time. Deep inhale. And deep exhale. Step or steps to the top of the mat. Halfway lift. forward fold. Inhale, rise, and hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, that's a full inhale, no rushing of the dog. Downward dog. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Lift your heels, bend the knees, step or float to the top. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up, and hands to heart. Chair pose. See if we can breathe a little more. Some of us could maybe sit a little lower down. Inhale and bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Extend the right leg back without opening the hip. So still extending the leg as much as you can while rooting the right heel down. No, you were right. Bring the right leg up. Did I say right heel down? I meant left heel down. I caught myself there. And shift forward to plank pose. Keep the right leg up. Stay with the breath. Right knee, right elbow. And then left elbow. And then right elbow. And then left elbow. And then right elbow, hold it there. Instead of moving right away, lift the right knee higher up towards the right armpit. And now take it to the left elbow and see if you can squeeze that knee across to the left armpit. Now straighten the leg underneath, twisted side plank, left arm comes up. So pivot the left heel down, right? Pivot the left heel down, breathing here. Take one more breath, and then come back to plank pose, hovering the right leg, exactly where we came from. So instead of three-legged dog, just plank. Pull the knee underneath you, hold it there for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, release the knee down, open up, right, left arm comes up, knee down version of side plank. And now instead of bringing the torso up, we're going to bring the straight leg up. And breathe here. And see if you can come to the fingertips on the lower hand. So A, you get out of your wrists, and B, you actually find this pose in your core, right? And maybe you bend the upper knee, grab the upper foot with the upper hand. And if you're gonna kick the foot anywhere, kick it behind you because that's gonna challenge your center of gravity. And very softly release the leg, reach the arm up. And then keep the left leg up, take both hands down. Tuck the right toes under, three-legged dog, left leg to the sky. Take a deep inhale here, and then knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, extend the leg. and knee to nose, squeeze. Inhale, extend the leg, knee to nose. Now hold it there and try to lift your hips higher via the shoulder and the core. Now step the left foot between your hands, release the right knee to the floor, and inhale, reach your arms up. Tuck your tailbone under, so finding Mula Bandha and inner thigh strength. Try to keep the neck relaxed, shoulders relaxed, right? So the gazing point could be comfortably forward or straight down. Tuck the back toes under. Now, energetically engage the hamstrings. So the way you do that is you take that front foot and pretend you want to pull back with it, and the back knee you want to pull forward with it. So notice that's going to engage the hamstring. And now lift the right knee just an inch off the floor. I know, just an inch. It's about, 2.5 centimeters, something like that. Tuck the tailbone. Mm-hmm. Now see if you can create distance between your hip bone and the lowest rib bone. So you're really lengthening up. And you're still pulling the front foot back and the back knee forward. So it's kind of like a toothpaste. Everything is coming to the middle and up. Hold it here in discomfort but joy for one more breath. And then slowly straighten the back knee. So now you're in crescent lunge. But don't lose that ability to keep tucking the tailbone and drawing everything to the center line. And then taking hands to heart. And then take left elbow to right knee, twisting right elbow to left knee. See what habituation does? I'm trying to get you out of your habituation and I'm stuck in mine. So you're twisting across your body towards the left knee. Lift out of the lower shoulder. Breathing here. Now stay with this pose. Just lift the elbow away from the knee. Squeeze the thighs. See if you can twist a little bit deeper into it via your core strength. And then as slowly as you can control the transition, come to warrior two facing me. So you pivot the back heel down and then slowly release to warrior two. And just in case it's not a perfect warrior two yet, don't worry. Even it out. So the front knee opens up. Try to relax the shoulders down. And again, that rigid traditional drishti looking forward. I'm just not a fan, but I have neck issues. So I take my drishti where I feel comfortable with my neck, right? It's just as long as you're not wandering around, it's all okay. And reverse the warrior and come to side angle. Breathing here. So as much as the effort is being loaded onto your left bum cheek, you have to counterpose that effort with the straight leg, with the right thigh, right? So you're evenly based in this leg and breathing here. Now let's take the lower hand and reach the lower hand towards the hallway. Mm-hmm. And as if I would be reaching out for your hand and asking you, oh, Joni, come and turn towards me. See if you can utilize your core and your leg strength to pivot the chest up, reaching. Now let's try not to go back for support. Reverse the warrior via the leg. You take a huge breath in here and then exhale to plank pose. We're going to open to side plank, left arm up. So towards the blind windows, breathing here. You can always, take a knee down or kick foot it or whatever you need to do so that the shoulder is supported, the shoulder is working, but it's not compromised, right? It's something functional. Take one more breath and then come to plank pose. One more inhale and chaturanga. And then the best upward dog ever, hold it. Squeeze the thighs, tug the tailbone, lift the chest higher, pull the shoulder blades down. We're still an upward dog. Micro bend the elbows, draw the breastbone up a little bit more, squeeze the thighs, knees are off the floor. One more breath here, and then use the leg strength to take you back to downward dog. Hopefully you were breathing more during that upward dog than I was, because it was a one breath cycle, right?
Let's take one more inhale.
And one more exhale. And one more time. Big inhale. And big exhale. Let's extend the left leg back. I'm going to try to keep my left and my right toes straight in my mind. So left leg extends back. Make sure that the hip stays closed. And that's tricky. Most of us think our hip is closed, but it's still slightly open. There you go. That's closed. So you start feeling the hip closed when you start feeling the inner thigh spiraling up. Yeah. And breathing here. Now, while you're really effortfully pressing back via the left leg, see if you can root the right heel down at the same time. And now you're feeling the stretch in the right hamstring, right? Glide forward to plank pose. Don't look down. Look forward. Look forward and lift up and out of the shoulders. Take the knee over towards the left tricep, and then over towards the right tricep, and then go slowly back and forth with that twisting into the shoulders. Make sure you're breathing and make sure you're not clenching your jaw, okay? And then the next rep, do it a little slower. So next time you go back to the left elbow, lift the left knee a little higher up, and then take it across, squeeze it a little higher up, and then pivot open to twisted side plank, right arm comes up. And that's almost like a counter pose, a moment of thank goodness Dora is out of her core mania, right? You could even make a fist with the upper hand and relax the forearm and the wrists a little bit. But you're keeping the legs strong and you're lifting out of that lower shoulder. Take one more breath. So we're going to go back to plank pose, hovering the left leg. Right? And just for good one more measure, take an inhale where you lengthen everything. Breastbone forward, leg back. And now pull the left knee under the hip. Hold it there for a second. 2 seconds. 3 seconds. You can do it more if I don't tell you how long. Okay, now put the knee down and then take the right arm up for knee down version of side plank. Okay? And just to teach yourself correct alignment and moving from the core, try to be super light on the lower hand, so maybe even fingertips, and then take the straight leg up, which happens to be your right leg right now, right? So you have to have some amount of support with the hand because you're lifting the leg, but make sure it's not in the hand, it's in the core. And then upper hand to upper foot, maybe you can kick the leg back a little bit. Again, make sure that the breath is not caught up completely on something stressful. And then slowly, slowly release the leg. Keep the right leg up. Take both hands down. Tuck the left toes under. Bend the elbows. Press back three-legged dog. Take a huge explosive breath where everything explodes and lengthens. And then knee to nose exhale. Inhale, extend, and really extend, because some of you still had that right knee bent. Straighten. There you go. Knee to nose. Exhale. Inhale, extend. One more time. Squeezing knee to nose. Now hold it here. See if you can lift your hip a little higher. Maybe squeeze through the left thigh a little more. Step the right foot through. Release the left knee down. Inhale, reach your arms up. So we're learning how to utilize hamstrings, inner thighs, and pelvic floor muscles. So pull back with the right foot, the front foot. Pull forward with the back knee. Tug the tailbone. And notice how everything that I just said just kind of goes, right? Breathe. Try to get the ribs to move via the breath. If I give you a little bit of adjust, tuck here and pull in here. Yeah, so you feel that? Good. Now tuck the back toes under. Just a little bit, lift the back knee, just a little bit, where it's really uncomfortable. If you're really uncomfortable, you got the right spot. Keep tucking the tailbone under so you're not sitting into your lower back. Keep drawing everything together. Breathe. Okay, a little deeper, good. Breathe. For 3, 2, One, straighten the back knee. Find that gathering again. Notice if you're not tucking the tailbone. Tuck the tailbone, especially if you're flexi. Really come into more support. Hands to heart, and then left elbow to right knee. This time I mean it, okay? So your stability is in the back leg. If you feel like you got no stability or you had a really hard day, put the back knee down, okay? Is there breath? And now just to double check that you're not just shoving yourself into a twist without muscular support for the spine, let's pull that lower knee away from the lower elbow away from the knee and utilize the inner thigh muscles and the core to twist a little bit more towards the right. And you have to really grip to slowly open this pose up towards a warrior two. So you first peel the torso up and then you pivot the back heel down and you open the arms and then recheck the pose if it needs a little bit more of a adjustment to make sure the knee is positioned upon the ankle. Try to relax the shoulders down. Inhale, reverse the warrior. And then exhale, side angle. Squeeze the back thigh. Reach the lower arm to the side. So you're reaching it straight over to the left. And then squeeze the straight leg. Pull in the core and see if you can twist the chest up because the legs are working. You're not twisting via the shoulder. You're twisting from the bottom up. And not holding the breath. Once you get a little uncomfortable, just stay there a little longer. Yoga usually starts getting better once you decided that this is uncomfortable and challenging, right? And then slowly reverse the warrior. Use the legs, use the core, use the leg, use the core. Take one more breath in and then exhale to plank pose. Side plank towards me. That would be the right arm up. Modify it as much as you need to. Keep the breath steady. Deep inhale. And then exhale, plank pose. Maybe you take one more breath and then exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, hold it for 5 strong legs, 4, a little bent elbows, breastbone up. 3, 2, 1, downward facing dog. Relax the face, relax the back of the neck. Creating space, creating possibilities. All good. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. Engage the legs, tuck the tailbone under. Circle sweep the arms behind you and either support the lower back or some of you are flexi where you can take the hands and glide it down on the back of the leg. So you're doing a standing backward extension. Notice I didn't call it a bend. I don't believe in bends and folds. They usually cause accidents and injuries. So it's an extension. What matters most is that you keep feeling that the legs are strong and that you're extending the breastbone up and opening the chest muscles, feeling a gorgeous stretch in the abdominals. But the whole thing is being stabilized via the leg and the lower core, right? Take one more breath in and then really squeeze the legs and engage the core to bring yourself up. Release the arms down just to feel neutral position again. Take a full breath cycle in there. And then come to chair pose. Did a little more breath. Hands to heart. And left elbow, right knee. Keep the the knees in the same line, right? So that just reassures that you're indeed twisting from your core, not from hip position. Let the breath be steady and then open up the arms and keep twisting from the core. Notice if you get caught up on where that lower hand is landing, and then what you're ending up doing is really stretching that lower shoulder. That's not what we're trying to do. It's still leg muscles anchored, twisting from the core, breathing steady, extending the spine forward. Take one more breath. And then bow forward, relax the face and the back of the neck. Halfway lift, inhale, pause. And forward fold, exhale. Using the leg muscles and the tush, inhale, lengthen all the way up. And hands to heart, exhale. Chair pose, inhale. Hands to heart, let's twist the other way. And let's do the same thing. So we're just first exploring it's a beautiful side stretch as well. If you're really lifting out of that lower shoulder and lengthening the pose forward, then you start discovering lengthening here. So see if you can get more length here. That's it, that's it, that's it. Open up the arms. Keep creating the length. It's kind of easier to get the chest to move forward and the spine to lengthen if you sit way low down. The problem with that is that it's really hard to sit way low down, but again, no free lunch, right? Something has to give always. Take one more breath and then bow forward. Relax the head and the jaw. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Using the legs, inhale, rise up, and hands to heart. Inhale, reach up, and bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, and chaturanga, exhale. Upward facing dog, a full breath, and downward facing dog. Extend the right leg back. Are you rooting the left heel down? Are you lifting the right leg as high as possible without opening the hip? Knee to nose. Step the right foot between your hands, come to runner's lunge, draw the chest forward, and then straighten the front knee to your ability. Inhale, shift forward, and straighten them back. It's just sometimes motion makes things a little softer in the body, so just go back and forth, straightening and bending the front knee. It's a funny thing, sometimes we come to yoga wanting to stretch and open things out, and then we want it so bad and we're so tense about it that there's no way you can stretch into that stress, right? So just kind of moving and almost nonchalant, like, hey, I'm just moving, it's all good. So the next time you come to straighten your front knee, you know, there might be a micro bend there, and I'm okay with that. But if your hamstring is like, well, it's not so much of a micro bend as a full bend, then skip the back foot a little bit closer. But it's not a pyramid, it's still very much a long lunge, okay? Now I'm going to ask you to pretend that you got the New York Times Sunday edition between your inner thighs and start moving the inner thighs to hold the newspaper there. Oops, just dropped things out of my breast pocket. Engage your quadricep, so both legs, front and back leg, equally engaged. The back heel is probably floating, and I want that to float because it's going to really mess with your balance, and you're really going to have to focus on gripping, okay? Take your hands to your hips, and then make your spine parallel to the floor. So you're really going to try to move the right hip back while you're drawing the breastbone forward and maybe even squeezing the shoulder blades together. Okay, so all of a sudden, muscles within your feet has functioning ability there, right? Really breathing here, breathing here, breathing here. Maybe just slightly higher here. That's it. That's perfect. Breathe. And still try to root this heel, right? So engaging. Now let's reach the left hand down to the shin, but some of you can actually grab the right big toe with the peace finger. If you can't, that makes you normal. If you can't, you're gonna just hold on to the shin and then take the left arm up. So it's a rotated, twisted, forward-facing triangle. Right arm up, left hand down, right arm up, left hand down. I'm not sure what I said, but that's what I meant. And the whole thing is uber flippy and floppy and wobbly. That's the idea. I know you can straighten that knee because you're flexy enough. Now, take your peace fingers and pull the big toe off the floor. There we go. At the same time, root down with the leg. But I know, draw the chest up and forward. Pull the belly in, pull the belly in. Take one more breath here. And then both arms come down, feet together, forward fold. Halfway lift, forward fold. Inhale, rise all the way up. And let's give the hips flexor on the right side a stretch. Release the right arm down, catch the right foot, and come into a Natarajasana dancer. Not so much because you want to get that leg really high. Rather, I want you to keep tucking the tailbone so you're feeling into stretching that muscle that was really, really working super hard earlier. And breathing steady. And then slowly, slowly release. Find that neutral. You got 2 feet, 2 arms, a spinal column that's holding you up, abdominal muscles that are supporting the spinal column. You're feeling it all. Inhale, reach up, and bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, chaturanga, upward dog. Back for chaturanga for good measure, it's fun. And then plank, and downward facing dog. Ha. So some things are supporting you muscularly. They have to engage in downward dog, legs, arms, back, core. And then there is other things that might be engaged that have no function whatsoever. Right? Like jaws and necks and foreheads. And let's see if you can relax what's possible. Big inhale. And big exhale. Extend the left leg up. And we're stretching into the right hamstring, right? If the hips are squared, if you're really moving the two legs away from one another. Right? You know, what teachers look for when we see students of like who's really like an advanced yogi, what would you consider an aware yogi? It's not about the depth of the pose or what they are doing. We just look at hands and toes. Fingers and toes tell it all, right? Like, is that toe really just telling me I got intention all the way through that limb? I'm so aware of my pinky. It's practically flaring bright yellow, right? Okay, step that foot through nice and slow. Come to runner's lunge. Draw the chest forward on an inhale and then straighten the front knee and bow. Only straighten to your ability and then move back and forth, kind of like you're sliding through butter. Right? So you're not shoving, you're not pushing, you have zero expectation about what that knee is going to look like when it straightens. You're just so happy that you get to stretch and you're not sitting in a chair. That's kind of the attitude. And keep breathing into it. And also have that kind of collect the sensation of ease. Right? This gives you a little bit of ease. And ease have a texture. It has a flavor. It's worth savoring. It's worth remembering. Right? Because if we don't know what that feels like, we have no clue when we're actually tense. Okay, so next time you straighten the front knee to your ability, pause there. The back heel is a little bit higher up from the floor. Can you engage both quadriceps equally while you're moving the left hip back? The left hip is moving back. You're engaging both quadriceps equally. Take your hands to your hips and now start moving the breastbone forward like you're trying to press the elevator button with the top of your head, but you're still moving the left hip back, and both legs are working equally hard and the feet have to grip really, really hard as well. So I'm gonna try to explain this toe grabbing business a little bit better. If you can't grab your toe while keeping the spine long, just take the right hand down to the shin or a block, and then the left arm comes up. Those of you who got that toe, you're gonna anchor crazy hard through the left leg and then try to draw up through the chest. So you're literally gonna grip with peace fingers your big toe and try to pull the big toe off the floor while the big toe is rebelling and pushing down on the floor, and you're moving in two separate directions, chest up, leg down. And then the abs are holding it all together. So it's all in a core, it's all in the legs and inner thighs. For 5, 4, 3, 2, and feet together, forward fold, top of the mat. It's a hard one, huh? I love that one. Halfway lift, forward fold. Inhale, rise up. So now it's the left hip flexor that needs a little stretchy, stretchy action. Take the left hand down for Natarajasana dancer. Not how high you kick, it's how much can you connect with the feel that you're stretching the quadricep of the hip flexor, okay? And the deeper you breathe, the more the extension is there. One more breath cycle here. And then slowly release down. Feel your bipedal nature return. All is good with the world. Inhale, reach up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. And chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, not in a hurry, downward facing dog. Big breath in and big breath out. Inhale, right leg up. So feel where that is. Take a full inhale. Right knee, left elbow, squeeze. Inhale back to that same place. So you're not opening the hip, you're just extending and pressing and rooting and pressing and rooting. Exhale, knee across. Inhale, extend. Exhale, knee across. Inhale, extend. Exhale, step the right foot through, release the left knee down, inhale, reach up. And then straighten the front knee, send the hips back, come to a half split. And I like to use my half splits as an opportunity to stretch my shoulders, but I got really tight shoulders. So for me, it's enough to literally take the left hand and try to grab the outer edge of my right foot and take a super, super deep breath as I'm here. And then I try to kind of like push my left shoulder blade out while I take a breath. And you can also play with your hips. So like, how can you get a shoulder stretch here? And you have to get the arms straight and keep pulling back via the hip to get that whole area. And if you're not discovering it, or if you're really limber and soft in the tissues of your shoulder, you might be like, yeah, Dora, I'm not feeling a darn thing. And then it's okay. No, we're built differently. It's just an option. Take one more breath here. Find your torso back to the center line. And then let's shift forward towards standing splits. Yep, so you're standing on the right foot, the left leg goes up. It doesn't matter how high it goes up, but remember I'm looking at your toes. Because if the toes express attention and intention and there is energy in them, then the whole leg has energy in it, right? The height doesn't matter. If you're an energizing bunny today, or you really need to work some stuff out and you want to go to handstand, I'm not going to hold it against you. Not that you need it, but it's there. Right? That was a popular one. All right, feet together, forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Chair pose. I know. It won't be long, I promise. You're going to take the right ankle across for one legged chair. And then sit as low as your, basically your butt muscles, your glutes, and your lower back will allow, and the hamstrings, but as low as you can. So some of you will literally get halfway down, and then see if you can hold a beach ball in front of you just to make it more entertaining, right? But in the soft and supple way, so you're not tensing into it. Hold it here for one more breath. And since your right leg is up, you're going to now take your hands, interlace your fingers around the right foot, and then come on up towards tree. You got an option here. You could put the foot in a tree pose because, well, you had enough of the nonsense that I've been offering, or you can come to a standing pigeon, pulling the foot towards your heart, knees still out, breathing. And then super slowly release 2 feet down. Just full Tadasana, allow the lines of the energy of the fingers, feet release. And inhale, reach up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog. Inhale, and downward dog, exhale. Extend the left leg back. So just for one last time, feel what it feels like to extend without opening the hip. And then exhale, knee across to right elbow. Inhale, extend it back. Exhale, left knee, right elbow. Inhale, extend it back. Exhale, left knee, right elbow. Inhale, extend it back, and then step the left foot through, release the right knee down, inhale, reach your arms up, and exhale to Ardha Hanuman, half splits, hips back, front knee straightens to your ability. And then if you want to play with the torso stretching or the shoulder stretching, you can. If that was like, yeah, that I can't find it, you could keep searching, you know, sometimes it takes a while, or just settle into something that you enjoy. But the breath is making a difference to something. You feel something in the body different because of that breath. One more breath cycle. And then coming to center, shifting forward to standing splits. Allow you. So intention stays. How much in depth or extreme you take the pose, that's irrelevant. And handstand is still out there and is an option, just in case. And feet together, forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Chair pose. So gather the energy, feel the legs, feel the arms. Can you still lengthen the waist via the breath? And then the left leg comes across for one-legged chair for the wonderful reason to stretch out. So if you look at it, this is like your reclined pigeon, except it's standing, right? And you try to sit deeply into it and then take the arms forward just to make it a little more, you know, just something to think about, to feel about, to be mindful about. Notice if you're gripping. Notice if you're not breathing. Notice if you just have a very interesting emotional relationship to the moment. You know, take one more breath here. And then interlace your fingers around the left foot. Bring it up either to Vrikshasana tree, or you pull the foot towards the heart, the knees still out to the side. And it's a standing half pigeon. Breathing. And then release down, both feet down. Good work. Inhale, reach up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, chaturanga, or skip it and go to downward dog. Right. So either vinyasa or say and downward dog. High head enough. And after all these varieties of pigeons that I'm pretty sure brought lovely memories of the real thing, let's inhale the right leg up and take it to pigeon. And if you rather take reclined pigeon because your knee just doesn't tolerate it, and take it reclined. But still work towards trying to square the left hip down so you're centering the body, not completely falling onto the right bum cheek, letting the breath be steady. And cook your pigeon for a couple of breath cycles, and then if you decide that you want to bend the back knee and grab the back foot so it's kind of a flying pigeon, adding a quadricep stretch to it, you can. But if you feel that you're pulling things away from your kneecap, I would suggest not doing it. Then you want to feel muscles, not tendons and bones. And the breath will free up space. But you have to explore it. No one can really teach you how to explore space with your breath. And you simply have to feel it within you. It's unique for everyone. Couple more breath cycles. And then set your hands down. Let's go back to three-legged dog. You could kind of move around the hip. Or flip the dog if you have a very healthy, happy, stable left shoulder. And, or you could get creative. You could get the, you know, left forearm down as you do like a half dolphin, down dog, hybrid, mythological creature that you can kind of breathe into. We always think of yoga as this really traditional, rigid thing, but you know, it was just a couple of monks who were really, really sick of sitting and meditating and said, let's stretch, and then started feeling out what to do. Mm-hmm. Slowly release the leg, come back to downward dog, and make sure you feel downward dog before you go to the other side. And then inhale the left leg up, take it across for pigeon, same style of pigeon as on the other side. So if you were reclined, then do it that way. And steady breath. Couple more breath cycles. One more deep inhale. Exhale. And set your hands. Let's take it back to that three-legged dog. Either release the hip by moving the leg around or switch the dog. It's really up to you. But you're breathing and you're really like thinking about the actions you take. So you're exploring your body. You're not moving to the motions. You're trying to bring some joy and attention to the movement. And come back to downward dog. Just next couple of breath cycles, feeling hands and feet. And then let's take a walk through the hands, release the tush to the floor, hug your knees to the chest, and rock all the way back onto your back. And then maybe you rock side to side a bit on the spine to release tension from the back muscles and come to happy baby. And you can do, keep rocking just gingerly and very subtly side to side in happy baby as well. And allowing the muscles to ease. And hug the knees to the chest. Set the feet down. Inhale to bridge. And take a bridge with the chest opener. So interlace the finger underneath your lower back. Walk the shoulder blades underneath you and then straighten the elbows. So that way you're pulling the shoulder blades down, but the breastbone is moving back towards the back of the room. Tuck the tailbone under so never over squeeze your glutes. And if you want to come to wheel to open the chest further and the abs, you can come and do so, but make sure it's, you know, appropriate for where you are, body and spirit. Grab my ankles.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. My feet are slipping. All right, I'm good.
Good?
Yeah, thanks.
Sure. All right, let's release down. Hug the knees back in. So your version of inversion. That could mean if you scored a wall space that you just kind of breakdance your way towards the wall and take the legs up against the wall. Shoulder stand. We actually have enough space if you want to get up and just kind of wipe your hands, do a handstand if you're wanting more fire. Right. Just depends where you are. As long as your legs are quite a bit above your heart, and at least your hips are above your heart. And you're breathing. I think we might have students coming. Hate to break your fun. Nothing like a peaceful yoga studio. So if you're in a headstand, find a counter pose for your neck, either a shoulder stand or a chin tuck, okay? If you're in a shoulder stand, find a counter pose. I sometimes really like just tabletop or fish. At times, I even find that happy baby is enough of a counter pose. So counter pose is any pose where the tensions of the previous pose are released, right? So you just find that place. And those of you who are hanging out by the wall, score. You could stay there for Shavasana. And then the rest of you just release down to Shavasana. I know we didn't twist. Oh my God. I think we can be okay without twisting. If you feel like there is no way you can be okay without twisting, just twist. But I think we twisted during class. So, all right. Releasing and letting go. Take a deep, deep inhale. Hold it in. Take a little more sip. Hold it in. And then a little more sip. Hold it in. And let it go. Start just gingerly moving fingers and toes. then curl onto either side. Press to seat, hands to heart. Thank you so much for practicing. Peace be with you.
Namaste.
Thanks, guys.
I was going to put more hamstring openers in there.